ambulance services patient breathing?
It's a little girl. She got hit by a car.
Is the patient awake?
Oh my god.
We're coming as quickly as we can.
I'm here to
we can pop a bridge.
Stop it!
I think it's fucking
overdue.
Every year, a quarter of a million people call for an ambulance across Merseyside.
There's two men on the floor. Oh my god, how did that happen?
In the control centre, every single one needs a split-second decision.
Shell, got an overturned car.
Divert them.
Who needs an ambulance quickest and who must wait?
David, are we okay?
We need to prepare in case baby decides to come before the ambulance does.
Taking you to the beating heart of our NHS. We follow the story behind the sirens as crews race to save lives.
One, two, three, four.
We're not you, lads. Yeah, we've been lost.
Someone said once to me, you'd only die once, but you live every day.
Please, hurry up.
Alpha 653, Danielle and Stacey are stationed at Aintree Racecourse today for its biggest meeting of the year. They are one of eight extra crews lining up to treat the 140,000 members of the public and 85 jockeys who will come to the races.
All the ambulances are in situ. The racers can't actually go ahead if there's not a vehicle in place to follow for the jockeys. If they fall, the vehicle's going round the track, remove them to Aintree Hospital where the major trauma centre is.
Alpha 653, we're just in position at Aintree Racecourse, ready to go.
Alpha 653, Roger, thanks. I hope you have a good day and not too many fallers to look after, ever.
Hopefully the rain stays away for all these ladies in the lovely dresses.
Some of them look lovely, don't they?
They do, but they look freezing and I just want to put a coat on them.
With Danielle and Stacey in position at Aintree, across the rest of Liverpool today, there are 55 crews responding to emergency calls from the 1.4 million people of Merseyside. Including Alpha 424, Chelsea and Paul.
And we're off.
Ladies' day.
Keep your eyes to the roll, fella.
Alpha 536, Mo and Tony.
Can't believe I've got three shifts with you. Who have I upset?
And is this your water in the door?
That's not my water. It could be your vodka, though.
And Alpha 302, Anthony and Mandy.
Good morning, Control. We're just booked on now for the 10-10 shift. Looking forward to Ladies' Day. Have a good shift.
I grew up around Aintree.
On Grand National Weekend.
It's like a real carnival atmosphere. Puts Liverpool on the map. We're on the TV for the right reasons and we're in everybody's living rooms. Liverpool is better for it.
I'll give you a shout in a minute. It's just gone a bit mad in here the last couple of minutes.
How old are you, please?
Have you ever had an abdominal pain, mate, with your appendix or anything like that, mate? No.
In the last hour, a new emergency call has come in every 10 seconds. The busiest it's been since the start of the shift 3 hours ago.
Ambulance service, is the patient breathing?
Yes, she is. She's struggling.
Okay, tell me exactly what happened.
She can't breathe properly and she can't feel legs.
All right, okay. What we need to do is lie her flat on the floor.
I don't think she can. We're in the middle of our pool.
7424, Prenton.
Can't breathe or feel the legs.
Do you reckon she's the first casualty of the racers? Well, she can't breathe and she can't feel her legs. That's more than because her heels are too high and she's had too much Prosecco.
At the moment, I've got every vehicle on a job or on a meal at the moment.
And what I'm trying to work out in my head is who's coming up off the meals, where I can transfer them to, which one's going to be the priority.
Ambulance, tell me exactly what's happened.
He's fell down on 5 steps, banged his head. He looks a bit disorientated.
OK. I'm organising help for you now, stay on the line. I'll tell you exactly what to do next.
Railway station, someone jumping or something?
Fallen down 5 steps, banged head. Sounds nasty.
Alpha 536, Mo and Tony, have just cleared from their first job of the day.
999 mode activated.
What the hell is Chocker?
Baz is Chocker, isn't it? It's going to be a busy hospital day, isn't
it? Definitely 100% me today.
There's a lady on her way to Ladies' Day. Hey, you're blushing. Making friends there, Mohammed.
Stop that, mate.
He seems okay, and he didn't want no fuss. Got a cut above his head.
Yeah.
He's gone really white.
Oh, so he does look pale, doesn't he? Is that him there sitting there?
He was completely white.
Yeah, he got a name for him?
No.
Sorry to drag it out.
No, it's okay, pal.
Not really necessary.
What's your name, pal?
Gary.
Hiya, Gary. My name's Mo.
All right.
This is Tony.
Hello, Gary. Hello there. Nice to meet you.
So, in your words, mate, what happened?
I was just coming down the steps.
Did you say you misjudged the last 5 there, did you?
Yeah, the last 2 or 3, yeah.
Okay.
Slightly embarrassing, all left the women over there.
Oh, okay, paving was you?
Yeah? Doing a bit of paving.
Yeah.
And, missed the step.
Okay.
I say, well, plus these glasses don't help.
Yeah, a bit tinted, aren't they?
So, ironically, the same thing happened, well, something similar, about 12 months ago, outside Lime Street Station.
Okay, blimping at girls again.
Fell down.
No, no.
Shall we get you up, Gaz?
Yeah.
Okay.
You okay? How do you feel stood up? Okay?
Yeah, I hope not. She's a first.
Yeah, so say you catch you seen better days. Okay. Are you allergic to anything, would you say, Gary?
Steps.
Steps, yeah. And women.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a wound a quick clean if that's okay and pop a dressing on it just to keep it clean.
You know, people say, like, you know, you bang your head and at the time it's painful and all of a sudden it feels good.
Yeah.
It feels slightly relaxed now.
Do you? Well, that's good. It's because of me and Mohammed, see? Now, careful on these steps because they're bouncy. Blimpin'. Blimpin'.
He's walking down the step, he's seeing these girls. He's looked, misjudged the step.
He has, hasn't he?
But he's got the tinted glasses as well.
He's undercover. Yeah.
He's done that, hasn't he?
Gone.
Yeah, gone.
Blimpin'.
Blimpin'.
There's a lot of males at Ladies' Day, isn't there?
Why do you think there's a lot of males at Ladies' Day, Stace?
Alpha 653, Danielle and Stacey are waiting for the 140 race to begin.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Mama.
What are you? Not often you see us two together.
I know. Have you not been called to any accidents?
No. Luckily for them, no, we haven't. We haven't had any. It'll be busier tomorrow, though, like.
Well, I'll tell you what you want to do. Just put the jockey by the fence and see to the horse.
I'll run after it, don't you worry.
Can you miss it in the ambulance?
I think if we put the ramp down.
Yeah.
All right, girls, have a nice day.
Ta-ra.
Bye.
Here they are.
And the horses are here.
Ambulance?
Bruce Merseyside, please can I request your attendance, please?
Yeah, tell me exactly what's happened.
We've got 2 drunk females in a car park. Both of them can't walk. And then there's also a baby that's injured. One of the females has tipped the pram up in the car park and the baby has hit its head and face. And there's another child that I don't know if there's anything wrong with that one.
OK.
536, this is a 2-year-old. The pram's tripped over and the baby
fell and injured face. 2 intoxicated females.
With their 2 children.
2 intoxicated females.
Yeah, roger that.
Looks like police are on the way as well.
Roger that. Thank you.
That's a bit rough, that, isn't it? It's the worst case scenario. She's tipped, baby's hit the floor, and she's gone on top of the pram. Crushed the kid. Is it here?
This must be it outside, Jen.
Just grab the bag, mate. Hi, guys. Who's the patient that we've come to see?
The baby has fell out the pram.
Ah, OK. Oh.
Is that you, mum, are you?
Yeah.
What's happened?
He fell out the pram hours ago, but he's fell out the pram. He fell into that.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Smile, isn't it?
So he's got these injuries from hitting this?
Yeah.
He's fallen higher than that, hasn't he? Judging by them injuries.
Yeah, I don't mean in a disrespectful way at all. The grazes and the bumps he has is inconsistent from just hitting that. What we'll do is, Milo, we'll have to take him down the hospital, OK? Should we get in the ambulance? Bit of privacy, OK?
While Mo and Tony examine the baby, the police are informed that CCTV has shown that the other child has also fallen from their pram.
I'm Tony. So just a little checkup, is that all right? Hello, is that for me? Has she fallen, Mum?
Hello?
She's not fallen out of her pram. Okay. I think they've got it on camera. So I'm just going to have a little feel of the back of the neck, all right? Hello. Ticklish. Ticklish. Ah, she likes her milk.
No, she drinks the milk.
Has she been vomiting, has she?
Yeah, that's
right. Okay. Alpha 6536 to control.
536, go on, miss.
Thank you. Can we have another ambulance on this incident, please? We've got another child that's been injured.
It's under the understanding Mum's going to be arrested.
Due to a demeanour, alcohol intoxicated.
536.
Yeah, Roger. I've just got a vehicle up now.
I'll send them along to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, another child injured and her mum's being arrested.
That was the same one from before where she was drunk.
Two females.
What is wrong with people?
She needs to go into hospital. I wouldn't be happy just leaving her.
So they're both going to all the hay now?
Yeah, I think just so the second one that we didn't realise had fallen, that you've got on CCTV, I can't examine them correctly in the back of the car. And let's let a doctor have a look at her, because there might be safeguarding issues. And both children seem pretty settled at the moment. Yeah. Alpha 536?
Alpha 536, go ahead, over.
Do you have any tip
for this crew over?
No, not at the minute. The crew I had running had to divert to cardiac arrest.
The next one I get available, I'll send to you.
I received that, many thanks. At the moment, there's no ambulances for you, so we haven't got an ETA. Unless one of you can travel with, that would work. Just I've only got, I've got one paramedic in the back who's looking after the that would work. Let's do that. Let's do that. It's going to be easier.
Both mothers are taken into custody for being drunk in charge of minors. The toddler's father arrives to accompany the children in the ambulance. They are taken to Alderhay Children's Hospital to be assessed.
Best anyway, matey, okay? No worries, lad.
Makes you a bit angry, doesn't it? Do you get angry? You're thinking these two poor kids who can't even fend for themselves and both mums. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but we've did our job, mate, and both children have been safeguarded, haven't they?
Yeah.
They're currently under police protection. But considering he was a smiley little kid, wasn't he? Mm. He was quite interactive with us. Still smiling, considering.
Hopefully, this sort of good comes out of it.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I hope the parent get some sort of help.
Tell me exactly what's happened.
I don't know. I've just been downstairs to take me over shelves, and he's collapsed on the bottom of the stairs.
OK, we're just going to do a breathing assessment on him, OK, so we can check his rate of breathing.
Good.
So every time he takes a breath in, I want you to say the word now, OK, starting immediately. So start now.
No.
Next one.
No.
Next one.
I think this is going to be it now, isn't it, until we go home. One more vehicle left.
It's 5 hours into the shift. Control have received 137 calls in the past hour from across Merseyside. 39 patients are waiting for an ambulance.
Ambulance service, is the patient breathing?
Yes.
Is the patient awake?
No. It was as if she fainted and then she'd come back round, but now she's fainted again, but she's not coming back round.
It's come through as Cat 1 respiratory arrest.
Okay. Whoa! Don't do that.
Alpha 302, Anthony and Mandy, are en route to a nursing home. An 86-year-old has been found unconscious.
So, tell me what's been happening.
Grandpa was all right 1 minute and that blood started draining.
How long did she pass out for?
She kept saying that she was going and then she did faint.
And I take it this is out of the ordinary for Iris?
Iris is one of the ones never in any pain, never complains, always gabbing, always chatting to us.
Where am I now?
You're on the floor in the hallway at the minute.
Yeah, where? I'm in Liverpool.
You are, yes.
Oh, well, my yes. family live in Liverpool and I live in Huddersfield.
They do? Do you know what day it is today, Iris?
No.
No. So do you know what year we're in?
2010.
2010, OK. She's a little bit confused. Does she have dementia or Alzheimer's?
Yeah, Alzheimer's.
OK.
Your heart's going a little bit slow. Does it normally go slow?
I don't know.
You're just well rested. We'll get you up off the floor just now, OK?
Come on, muscles.
This blooming flow is
Try and
hard.
Lift them legs up for us.
Two, three. There we go.
How's
Thank
that?
You. She's looking forward to see the racing.
Well, it's Ladies' Day, isn't it?
Has she got any family and next of kin?
I've found her daughter.
She lives here, does she?
Yes.
What's
your... she reason? She's on her way. She'll only be 5 minutes.
She's about 15 minutes, she said she'll be.
OK, Iris, I'm going to get you on here, all right?
Yeah.
Here if you want some help, OK?
Can you swing your feet up or do you want little hands?
I have to take my shoes off. You do? I'm dirty here.
No, no, it's OK. We don't do the laundry. You're all right.
Have you been to the races before?
Near Huddersfield, I've been.
It's a nice part of the country up that way, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And one house I lived in... The field was at the side of my garden.
It was a
big field, yeah. Sometimes the cows came and chewed my privets.
Can I do another blood pressure whilst we're nattering?
Yes. Oh, I am going wrinkly. I'm old now. I don't like it.
Oh, you're not that old.
What's your daughter's name?
Wendy.
Have you just got Wendy, or did you have any others?
I just had Wendy.
Just had Wendy.
I was very lucky. I just wanted one, and I wanted a girl.
And you got exactly what you wanted.
Yes, I did. She was a little devil.
Was she?
She once took a man's glasses off from
the Did she?
It was on the seat in front, and she knelt up on me and took his glasses off. Oh. I keep reminding her, say, oh, Mum, not that again.
Oh, you've got some lovely memories there when she was
yes.
little.
Yeah. Oh, that might be her coming.
Hello, you OK? You're Wendy.
Yeah.
Wendy, come on,
OK? Oh, darling. Nice to see you.
Mostly recovered, which is good news.
Love you, love. What you been doing?
I don't know. It just... Yeah, I'm all right now, love.
She seems like she's got a bit more colour in her face and things, which is good.
A bit yellow.
And she's been telling us all the stories that you used to get up to on the bus.
On the bus. I had a feeling it would be that one.
Oh, she's always been trouble.
Oh,
thought as much.
Charming.
And just chatting to her briefly, she seems her normal self to you.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. I was trying to make people laugh.
Cool to me.
Well, at least your sense of humour is still intact, eh?
Yes.
It's great to get to know your patients, so you sit and have a chat with them and learn all about how their life's been. It's nice to be able to have that connection. Liverpool is a city where you can have a full-blown conversation with someone in the queue at the supermarket who you've never met in your life. Tell them your life story. It's more than just a city. We're a big family.
I got Liverpool myself. I followed my daughter.
Ah, OK. You got two kids?
I've got two children, two. Yes. Four grandchildren.
I'm sure they keep you busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's all
of a
sudden.
No. Right, we're just pulling in now. So what we'll do, we'll take you in on the bed. We'll let the nurse know what trouble you've been. And she'll decide your punishment from there, OK?
Ambulance, is the patient breathing?
No, he's hungry.
Right, OK. No!
Get the window first.
Okay, you need to cut him down immediately, okay?
Yeah, we're trying our best, but we can't break into the room.
Okay, I'm organising help for you now. Stay on the line, okay? You need to cut him down immediately, okay?
Okay. No, we stopped it. Okay. Sorry about that.
It's okay, is it?
Okay, we're in this room.
Have you cut him down?
Yeah, he's down.
Is he breathing?
I think he's breathing, he's popping. Is he breathing?
Is he awake?
Yeah, he's awake.
Is he awake? Is he breathing?
He's awake. He's in. He's okay.
Is he violent?
No, he's very subdued at the moment.
So what's he doing at the moment?
He's on the floor. I think he's calmed down a little bit.
He's still awake?
Yeah.
Okay, just keep getting everyone to keep talking to him, okay?
Yeah, keep talking to him. We'll keep talking to him. Sorry for him.
No, don't be sorry at all. Don't be sorry.
Right. Okay, that's the ambulance surrender.
They're inside. Okay, I'll leave you with them. Okay, take care.
Okay.
Take care. No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I've never had one of them before.
Just think, Dan. A few minutes later, what could have happened?
I know.
Ambulance, is the patient breathing?
Yes, they are. Calling in regards to an 86-year-old gentleman. Gentleman has fallen.
OK, and when did this happen?
A little while ago,
could you be more specific?
I'm not sure how long ago.
Okay, I'm organising help for you now. Stay on the line and I'll tell you exactly what to do next, okay?
They're all starting to build up now, so we've got 11 jobs waiting. Waiting for an ambulance. Most of them cat twos, chest pains, and their vehicles.
It does get to you sometimes, since you're just watching the patients, but you know you can't, you've got nothing to pull.
What's your longest?
2 hours.
Alpha 424.
Job coming through for you, mate.
This is for a 78-year-old female.
Acute difficulty in breathing, over.
Speak to you in a minute, mate.
Alpha 424, Paul and Chelsea, are en route to their fourth job of the day.
Don't take my lane.
You're dead serious, I pronounce.
Me?
You're dead serious. That look of, I'm going to beat someone up.
You know me too well.
That's that. And I just bend, yeah.
Hello, my mate. Is this our lady? So, what's happening?
I don't know, love.
Mate.
He panicked today.
You're allowed to panic, don't worry.
No, on the couch, and she got up, and next thing...
Is that normal, or not normal?
No, not as bad as it was.
OK.
You must have been the shocker looking at you.
Wasn't your new aftershave, was it? So you've got no heart problems, have you?
Thank God.
She hasn't got a
heart. No regular heartbeat, you know. What are you saying?
You've got a lovely horse.
Oh, God, isn't he a spin?
He said he wants to renew the wedding vows here and now.
Isn't he two-faced, eh?
this is the time to say, I love you, I love you. Yeah. I have to say that.
I say that every day. Every day I say that to her.
Well, look away, he's willing to have a kiss. Look away, don't mind. What happens in your house stays in your house. How long have you been together?
58 years.
Oh, my God. What's the secret?
Don't ask the secret.
I've been with my missus 14 years. I'm still trying to work out what the secret is. I just know I'm always in the wrong. Do you know, being honest, Margie, the only thing we can find is an irregular heartbeat. Are you sure you don't want a doctor to come and see you?
No, I'm okay. Not.
Now, I've got to also offer, we don't just offer medical services, we offer skyboxes. Are you interested? I'm trying to raise extra funds, you know.
See, pulling my legacy.
I'll put that down as a maybe then, and we'll come back to it. I'll get someone to contact you back in the future, you know.
Here they are, once these have passed us.
Alpha 653, Danielle and Stacey, are pursuing the riders in the 405 race.
What's the number of this jockey, guys?
Barry Geraghty.
You okay, Barry? All right. I'm just going to support us, Leonard.
Lift the foot as well.
What injuries are we thinking? Ankle?
Has anybody got a phone that they can ring his wife on?
Are you entry 4Gs?
Yeah.
And are you transporting them?
Yeah.
Okay, will you let the hospital know you're going in?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to get him on the scoop?
Yeah.
Ready?
Okay, to the left, Barry, okay?
Okay. Roll.
Yeah.
Careful at knee, lads, careful, yeah. Careful.
Everyone ready?
Ready.
On three. One, two, three.
What's your pain like at the moment, Barry?
Yeah, uncomfortable, not.
Get morphine before?
Yeah, and I feel better.
The other thing is, I might have to cut your boot. Is that all right?
Zip down the back.
Oh, cool. That's even better. I won't damage your boot then. Right, just hang on 1 minute, because it could be quite painful. Whoa. Just wait a minute. Hang on. Okay. Get that out of the way.
Just cut the squeeze.
You're all right. Got it.
Here you go.
Sorry about that, Barry.
Just give me one extra bit of morphine, I'll hold it against you.
Right, we're going to get going then.
You won the Grand National in 2003 on Monty's Pass.
What is it?
1,000+ wins, and he was voted Irish Sports Personality of the Year.
And do you know what he said?
Go on.
Will someone ring my wife? She's going to worry. Isn't that sweet?
Aww.
653, just to let you know, final race has run. Patient was still gone by their horse. A fracture to his right ankle.
Now we'll just get ready for the human force. I'm sure there'll be a lot more injuries and casualties with them.
Oh, I definitely think there will. Although, there was a massive queue earlier on before the racing even started, and it was for flip-flops.
Well, the race day is not complete without a pair of flip-flops, is it?
Exactly. Every girl needs a flip-flops.
Well, you have a good evening, and we'll see you bright and breezy tomorrow.
Roger, thank you too. Good night,
Sarah. Nice little day. Ladies' Day is officially over. The flip-flops are officially on the feet. Heels in hand. Everyone looks like they've had a ball.
Right.
Should we go home?
Should we sign off?
Yes.
I'm starving.
You still haven't taught me all the lingo.
Lid. You're my lid.
Are you not winding me up, are you? I'm going to go home and call the wife.
Call the wife lid. She'll love you forever.
I called her a sock rubber once. That
you can't say that.
I don't know what it means. But...
All people who live in Kirby are known as sock robbers because they were supposed to rob your socks off your washing line.
See, I get it as a southerner. Coming up here, cold weather, maybe want to wear another pair of socks.
Don't want to pay for them. Oh, you love it.
Yeah.
It's being boss, Lid.
Mm-hmm.
sunshine,
sunshine on a rainy day. Is it sunshine on a rainy day?
No.
No?
You messed that one up. Over 424.
424, good morning, Paul. You're coming through Strength 5.
Morning. That you, John?
It is, mate.
Got all your bets ready for today?
I have, mate, I have. I think mine will be getting ridden on
Blackpool Beach at the end of this race, mate.
And what have you gone for?
Rock the Casbah.
John, good luck, mate. Hope you win, mate.
Yeah, probably about £2.37.
Ah, cheers, mate. Have a good day.
And you, Paul. Take care.
Ambulance, the patient breathing?
Yes, she is.
Tell me exactly what's happened.
I'm a nurse, and this lady's had some collagen threads in her arms and just became overcome and fainted.
OK, so just reassure her that help is being arranged for.
Jay, she's fainted because she's had collagen threads in her arms.
It's to reduce something like bingo wings.
All right. Do you get collagen, mate?
Well, and you don't get a face like this if you actually look after yourself.
In the first 2 hours of today's shift, Control have dispatched crews to 144 cries for help.
We've had a really busy morning so far. We got 5 Cat 1s in 5 minutes on this desk an hour ago. So I think we're in for a very, very busy day.
Tell me exactly what's happened.
Calling from Elder Care Control Centre. Mm-hmm. We've had a call from Joan. She's 95. She's had a fall. I've asked several times, are you injured? But there's no response.
I need an ambulance because my daughter thinks she's done her shoulder in.
OK. Is just confirm, is the patient breathing?
Yeah, she's breathing and all that. She's whining.
Ambulance service, is the patient breathing?
He climbed on the sofa and he fell down, so he started bleeding in his mouth and he has haemophilia B.
He's a haemophiliac?
Yeah.
Alpha 424.
424, thanks. Category 2, this 5-year-old little boy. He's a haemophiliac and he's bleeding from the mouth.
999 mode activated.
See, we're en route now. We're only a couple of minutes away, I think. Thanks, over.
Roger, thanks.
Oh, no, haemophiliac.
So dressing on and obviously treated all today.
Who that this is, eh?
Yeah.
OK.
Hello. Here we go. Hello. Assalamu alaikum. What happened, Mum?
He just climbed here. And yeah. The sofa and he just fell off.
He's knocked his chin, yeah. Yeah. What's his medical history, Mum?
He has haemophilia B. He has brain injury.
OK. What happened, if you don't mind me asking?
He fell down. So that's why I can't take any risk.
No,
no, of course not. We're getting him checked out for your Mum, OK?
What's his name?
Hello. Nice to meet you. Who's this on your pyjamas, PJ Masks?
Don't you look smart? Hey, you going to do a twirl? You got to do a twirl and that's it. You look great. Hello, I told you as well.
Hey, love your little suit.
Oh, sorry, kiddo.
Oh, sorry. Here we go. What's this one? What's this?
Where's he normally go to when he sees them?
Elderly hospital.
Oh, hey, yeah, no problem at all. Have you got everything you need?
We have everything for now.
So you press it there, it's going to get you.
Watch, it doesn't bite you. Oh, this crack. Tell you what, you've got two great there, the great. And do you like school? Yeah, who's your teacher?
Mr. Clark.
Bessie, mate, me and Mr. Clark. We hang around together outside the school.
Mr. Tumble.
Me and Mr. Tumble go back a long way. Like that.
And then should we get there? You all right, Mum? Yeah.
I don't have a coat.
Open up with it, you go.
Yeah, you come and sit on here.
You okay?
I'm going to sit.
Well, I'll sit on the bed with you at the end, yeah? Yes.
You have to sing under the sink.
Go on, you start the song, because I don't know the song.
I don't know the song. You know the song, Hyrule?
Let's sing a nursery rhyme, what I do now.
No, I don't like nursery
rhymes. Chelsea, what's the music?
Just doing a quarter prayer.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Sorry, Paul. That was the call to pray then.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm ready when you are.
You're happy?
Yeah. So what do you want to be when you're older? Are you going to work in the medical field?
Be a nurse.
Oh, lovely. Hey, might work together one day. To me, being Muslim makes me strive to do better and be better. I converted a few years back. Practicing has definitely given me, you know, a sense of inner peace. And it's definitely made me even more aware that helping others is so important. Thanks for being my assistant on the journey.
Did you enjoy that?
No.
No? Ah, you'll have to sit in the front with me next time then, won't you?
I'm going to jump over.
Oh, be careful. We don't want two basins today. Mum will get them sorted, OK? Oh, nice family, weren't you?
Mum's been through a lot, no wonder. She was panicking, obviously, when she's first initially seeing the blood. Yeah. The little girl was being disrespectful as well, bless her.
Nice hair, wasn't she? Nice kid.
A lot of people in society have a misconception on the religion. And I think for me, being able to go into people's houses all over the city and speaking to them openly, it definitely, you know, brings a positive light onto what I believe in. Islam has definitely taught me to go the extra mile for others, and that being compassionate is rewarding, not just for my patients, but also, you know, for me.
And you're 96?
Yeah. Well, lucky to be here, really.
For the past 20 minutes, Alpha 536, Mo and Tony have been treating their patient, Joan.
What's this makeup?
Yeah, looks spot on now, girl. Hey, got all the fellas be looking at you. Hey, going, who's that girl, eh?
Oh, God.
Hey, is that Joan
or makeup, hair and makeup, eh?
Want a bit of water? Run straight from the Himalayas, eh? For you, that girl.
Oh, you tell a fine tale, you cos.
Tell a fine tale?
He does tell a fine tale. Is that pain in your arm, is it, when
yeah,
you're moving?
It's still there.
I'm going to give you some paracetamol into your vein, intravenous. Are you happy to let me pop a needle in your arm?
Yeah.
OK. That's not much showing off here.
Very old, them hands, you know.
You've got lovely hands.
Oh.
Lovely hair now as well, now Mohammed sorted it out. Hey.
Do you want to brush it in? Yeah? Go on,
I'll give you a brush.
Yeah, girl. I remember the time I had hair, you know, Joan.
Did you?
2005. Lost it all.
I've lost mine and all. I had long hair, but...
No, it's nice, yours. Aren't she? Nice and soft. Spot on that now. Aye.
Do you live by yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A carer coming in, you know.
How often does your carer come in?
Every morning.
Every morning.
Where are we going, anyway?
We're going to take you to the Royal, because you might need an X-ray on your arm if it's painful.
Oh, it is, yeah.
So let's get you an X-ray. Just make sure that you haven't done anything serious.
Happy?
Yep, thanks for that.
So, bye, Joan.
Bye, love.
I'll see you on the other side.
OK. No speeding.
No speeding.
Oh, you're in for a shock. So were you born in Liverpool?
Yeah.
And you grew up here?
Mm.
Scouser?
Yeah. Yeah, I worked down in the tobacco factory.
Oh, well.
50 years.
Yeah? Do you miss it?
Oh, yeah. Missed
the banter?
Yeah, missed the girls and that, you know.
I bet. And what about family? You got your family visit regular and...?
No, I lost them all. I've got no family left.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Three brothers.
Her sister. My mum's
dead. I'm sorry to hear that.
And my husband. He's gone.
And do you have a next of kin?
Brian.
Is that your neighbour?
That's my neighbour.
And Brian looks after you?
Yeah. And his wife.
Brian and his wife.
Must be fed up with me.
No, not at all. I had a chat with them. They adore you. You feel worn out. Yeah. Well, you don't look worn out. I think because you've had your hair and your makeup done. Hey. That's us. So we'll keep you on the stretcher, yeah, and we'll wheel you in.
I smell.
Have I? So have you.
Danielle and Stacey are waiting for the first race of Grand National Day to be brought under starter's orders.
Go on, Stacey, I'm freezing out.
Hello.
Before each race, a doctor joins the ambulance ready to treat jockeys when they fall.
I didn't realise that was your wife, and so we were just talking.
Were you slagging me off then?
No, I wasn't. But we were talking about it. My sister, your wife said that you've got horses, and my sister's got two, but one of my sisters is 48. She's not going to last much longer.
Well, that's young, 48.
She's got cataracts, she keeps getting infections in her legs, and it's...
Your sister's 48?
The horse.
The horse?
My sister's the one who's just been sat next to you. The horse is 48, yeah.
So Stacey's your sister?
Stacey's my sister, yeah.
.302, thanks. This one is a 41-year-old female, bleeding from a wound.
An existing injury to a foot which happened yesterday.
Alpha 302, Anthony and Mandy, are the nearest crew to the patient.
An injury to a foot?
Maybe it was wearing high heels at the races yesterday.
You could be right, you know.
I know all about high heel injuries, obviously.
You've got a few pairs there at home, haven't you?
No comment. Right in the corner.
That one there with the red van. Yeah.
Extreme caution. Cab door open.
She's here. Hiya, chicken. What have you done?
Not last night, the night before, I had a fit in the garden. I've got non epileptic disorder. And I fell on razor wire. And I've.
Don't take it off.
Hang on. Whoa, okay then. Just keep that covered up for me for a sec. Have we got
and
these?
It's out. Hospital yesterday.
Yeah.
Come out.
Ready?
Yeah, ready. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It's just water. Okay.
Sorry. Just got to do it a little bit tight, just to stop that bleeding.
Okay. We've got your wheelchair here now. Okay. Sit yourself down. All right. Kick your other foot out. That's it. And one on there. Brilliant.
Are you following the races today? Are you not into it?
No. You can hear them from our garden.
Can you?
I know. When you're right at the back here, aren't you?
When the horses go past, you can feel them. Yeah. Wow. You can see them from my daughter's bedroom.
How old's your daughter?
She's just turned 15, going on 22.
Oh, yeah. Knows it all.
Yeah.
That's the trouble, age, isn't all. It?
But she's given me a lot of grief lately.
Yes, that's their job. That's what they do.
She wants a £550 pair of Marantz.
Marantz, what's that?
Shoes.
Ah, okay.
You okay? Love you in and out in no time. Get you checked over.
My son's waiting outside.
Is he? He's there already.
He's a good lad.
They're our world, our kids, aren't they? Are your mum and dad local?
We live together.
Oh, you're all in the same?
Yeah. I love my mum and dad a bit. My mum's my best mate.
Is she? My mum's the same. My mum's having a birthday party next week. I'm singing at it. We've got some...
Oh, do you sing,
do you? We've got some live music going on, so my brother's playing ukulele. It's going to be fantastic. She'll be made up.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. So then I'm doing a full set of all the party songs, all the 80s, you know, all the songs that we grew up with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right, I've got a chair. It looks like it may have been made when the very first Grand National was on. So rickety.
What's happened?
There's a group of lads that have just had a fight outside and one of them smacked his head as he was falling. He's rolling around on the floor.
Okay, bless him.
It comes to a standstill for a little bit, I think, when the races are on. And then as soon as they're over, that's it. The phones will start ringing.
I'm nervous, like I'm riding it.
I know. I feel sick.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on
the
horse.
Come on. Are your horses ready?
I don't know the names, I know the numbers.
Oh, there's only six fences left.
Isn't it exciting? I've not even put a bet on.
Tiger Roll's moving up the field.
Heavy.
We've had a fall.
I'll stop with you, Mike. That's Emily stopping. I'm in number three.
And he's won it. History made.
Injury key to bronze one. We've got Townsend in our vehicle, over.
My arm's just dead. I got a kick in the muscle of it.
Okay.
And it's just kind of dead.
Anything not broken now?
Big bruise.
No, it's definitely not broken.
Can you feel me touching your hand?
I can, yeah.
Does it feel normal?
Yeah.
What we'll need to do, we'll have a proper look at this back in the medical room.
Yeah. How did you do yesterday?
I won all the limb fences yesterday.
Did you? Yeah. Well done. Was this your first national?
No, my second.
Is it?
Okay,
wow.
You.
Your pulse is still quite fast, but that's expected. Your blood pressure was perfect even after that.
Fair adrenaline rush, like.
Just a little one, yeah. I felt it and I was only stood there watching. I was nervous for you, but you'll do it again next year, won't you?
Please God?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have to try again next year.
Ambulance, is the patient breathing?
Well, my wife is a pregnant, right? And
yeah. Is she in labour?
Yeah.
Is she having contractions?
Oh, well, no, she's screaming too much.
I know she's screaming, okay.
She went to bed as well.
Okay, waters are broken?
Yeah.
Okay, is there any serious bleeding?
I don't know, I can't see down there.
I'm going to tell you how to help deliver the baby. And
she's coming outside, man. Come on, send somebody.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
What the fuck?
There's no point swearing at me.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
He's not even listening to me anymore. She's actually given birth. He's told me she's given birth. He's just not listening.
This is really important, okay? Because if baby comes, I need to give you the instructions on how to deliver the baby. The ambulance is coming as quickly as it can. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Baby's head come out!
The baby's head come out. Right, okay. Listen, with each contraction, place the palm of your hand against her vagina.
Yeah, baby head come out, so do you want us to pull her?
No, don't pull head. No, don't. As the baby delivers, you need to support.
Baby, come on now, baby, come on.
Is baby completely out now?
Yeah. No. Crying.
Baby's crying, that's great. Okay, listen.
Oh, God.
You need to put the baby down between the mother's legs. Is it a baby boy or a baby girl?
I don't know.
You all right, Nat?
Yeah.
Bit stressed.
All right. I love hearing the baby cry.
To be fair, it's quite a relieving feeling, really. You're just like, oh, thank God.
Let him rest and then he'll come back.
I can totally agree with how stressful it is, I get it. But I was panicked in case anything's wrong.
Some people have the impression that they call 999, they just get an ambulance, they don't realise you can help on the phone.
Is that the ambulance crew there with you?
Yeah.
OK, I'll leave you with them. Congratulations.
Hiya!
Hello, Babs. Mwah!
You going to sleep?
He looks tired, doesn't he? Ready for bed?
Love you.
Yeah.
Good girl. Good night.
Say
bye-bye.
Bye. Good night, Babs.
That's nice.
Oh, hey, you're not being there for us to go to bed.
It's horrible, isn't it?
That's the hard part about the job, the long shifts and not seeing them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hi there, mate.
You want Frankie's bandages?
No. I have no idea from here, I'm afraid.
You dropped me off up there.
No, love.
We don't do that kind of thing, I'm afraid.
Yeah, but you dropped me off up there, can't you?
We can't.
I'll give you a phone.
Can't. We can't
However
do that.
However tempting that sounds,
go and phone a taxi.
I will see you later.
All right.
Good to meet you.
He's going to get run over if he carries on like that.
He'll be our next job.
He's wellied, isn't he? I'll tell you now, this is the day to see the best and the worst of Liverpool in one day.
You're not referring to yourself as the worst and me the best, no?
I'm immensely proud to be part of Liverpool, proud of our heritage, proud of who we are. We are a city, but we're also a community. We've never been a rich city, but we are rich in our hearts. We've got each other.
Next on Ambulance.
Someone pushed him and he's fallen through the glass down onto concrete.
That's actually plotted in the school grounds.
That kid fell 30 foot.